My help.
Five wasps, but I only have one wasp.
Okay.
That was just all my help.
Okay.
I was waiting for the rest of the sentence.
Okay, the thing that flies around at night and bites you.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah. There's a lot of them down here, isn't there?
Yeah, occasionally.
Are they seasonal? I mean, do they?
Yes, usually when it rains a lot, they are more plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the county and city, county, I suppose, are supposed to keep them sprayed so that they're not too plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be terrible.
I can remember coming to Florida when I was a little kid. They were just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they can take your arm off.
Yeah. The only time I went down toward the Keys, down toward Key West, they were so thick on, we stopped at, some of the kids said, I want a drink, so we stopped to get some drinks out of the trunk, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or they just covered your arm completely. We said, let's go, heck with the drinks.
Have you ever run across those little small insects that burrow underneath your skin?
Yeah, I sure have. There's one kind in the salt water, let's call them sand flies.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about red bugs, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, red bugs. You ever gotten into a mess of those?
Yeah, a few times,
You remember not to do it again, don't you?
Yeah, well, you don't know you're into it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the trouble. They're lurking on grass or bushes, and if you walk through the grass or bushes, you're caught.
Have you heard any good ways of getting rid of those things?
I don't know, strong soap or kerosene or something like that might be supposed to do it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can remember that. Okay, have you ever heard people call grasshoppers hopper grass?
I'm just jokingly, I think.
Mm-hmm. Who have you heard calling that?
Oh, I had no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, this would somebody be who was joking. He said, oh, you old hoppergrass, get out of my way. Leave my bushes alone or something like that.
Okay.
But they would just be joking. They
mm-hmm.
know it's a grasshopper, but they...
okay. I'm just using...
A term of derision.
Hey, what might you find... stretch across corners of a room.
Cobwebs?
Okay. How about if they were outside?
Still call them, well, I generally call them spider webs, I guess.
Okay. Okay, the part of the tree under the ground is called the
root system, huh?
Okay. Do you know if anybody down here uses any kind of roots for anything?
You mean like for medicine? Medicinal purposes? I don't know anybody yet. Except I know they're using the aloe plant for medicinal purposes, for face creams and for burns and things mm-hmm. like that. I know they go through the woods and pull up these old pine stumps and extract the turpentine from them,
mm-hmm.
you know, rosin and so forth.
Yeah.
But I don't know anybody else that
okay.
is doing it. Not commercially anyway then. The Indians still probably are using roots for their old methods they had.
Yeah, the old medicine they have.
Yeah, which were a lot of times good too, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, weren't there some Indians down here in Florida? Was it Seminoles?
Yeah, that's still lots of them here.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Where were most of them in there?
Well, the majority are down near Lake Okeechobee, south of Naples, there between Naples and... Miami,
mm-hmm.
and there's a vast area down there where they live.